Slavery was perpetuated by people arguing, making arguments from the Bible.
Well, for sure. Lots of bad things have been perpetuated by people making arguments from the Bible. But in the end, it was eliminated because Great Britain eliminated it on Christian grounds. And the Great Britain, not any other country. And lots of other countries were deeply involved in the slave trade, as you know. But one Anglo-English-speaking Christian country with a head of state who was also the head of the church, it didn't have separations, church and state, Great Britain eliminated slavery on Christian grounds, and those grounds were really simple. Each person is created by God, and his rights are inalienable because they're delivered not by the state, but by God. And that is reflected in our Bill of Rights. And you don't want to live in a country that doesn't have that. And you guys are so brainwashed.
Church and state. What is that?
Separation of church and state is a concept that I strongly support. And it means that unlike traditional Western countries, every country in Europe, for example, the church is not part of the state. So the head of state in all European countries, Scandinavia, all the way east, the head of the country was also the head of the church. And the church got government funding, tax dollars went to the church, the schools are run by the church. This is true in my ancestors' native countries, Sweden and Great Britain. It was true in every European country. And the people who founded this country, who were 100% Protestant Europeans, 100%, they grew up under that. And they're like, we're not going to do that. In this country, you have the freedom to worship any god you want. And that was unique at the time. It is still unique, actually. Germany banned Scientology. I'm not a Scientologist, obviously. But I don't think you should ban a religion. I don't think a government's allowed to do that. And in my country, the government can't do that because that right to worship any god you want is enshrined in our Constitution because the people who wrote it were Christians.